Michigan schools have one of the highest rates of chronic absenteeism in the country. That's students that miss at least 10% of the school year. But an elementary school in Kalkaska has found a way to keep kids in school by helping them inside and outside of the classroom. IPR's Max Johnston reports.
It's the first week of school at Birch Street Elementary in the village of Kalkaska. The kindergartners are wrapping up recess.
Kindergarten! Let's go!
This week, attendance was high. Only four students out of nearly 400 missed school. Brian Florey says that's a good sign. He's a success coach with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. A success coach gets kids in school and keeps them there. Florey has to be part truancy officer and part social worker, with some guidance counselor thrown in. On his first day in 2014, Florey was stunned at what he saw in the classrooms. Empty desks and chairs.
I just assumed that parents and children attended school on a regular basis, and I was shocked to see how the attendance rate was poor.
Chronic absenteeism means a student missed at least 10% or 18 days of the school year. When Florey started at Birch Street, the chronic absenteeism rate was 20%. That's nearly double the national average. So the school was chosen for the state's Pathways to Potential program. Through it, Health and Human Services puts success coaches like Florey in schools with poor attendance.
So, elephant table, you guys can go wash your hands and get a drink, okay? We want to make sure we have clean hands.
When he's in the classroom, Florey tries to make attendance more exciting for the students. He gives out brag tags, brightly colored badges that say welcome to school or outstanding attendance. Students get them at the end of each month for not missing class. One brag tag in the shape of a paw fittingly says possum attendance.
Every month that they receive a brag tag, their name is entered into a drawing, and then at the end of the year we give away bikes and scooters and other little prizes.
Birch Street has classes from preschool to third grade. Hedy Chang is the executive director of Attendance Works, a national nonprofit organization. She says at this early stage, attendance is critical.
Kids who are chronically absent in pre-K and K, they are much less likely to be reading proficiently by the end of third grade.
Chang says elementary school attendance can have lasting effects. Research has shown that staying in class at an early age can affect life outside of it, like the tendency to hold down a job or even commit a crime. So for the first half of the week, Florey is in the classroom, helping students. For the other half, he's working with parents on everything outside of it.
So I do help families with daycare and Medicaid, food assistance.
Florey says if money is tight, the last thing on a parent's mind is school attendance. That's especially true in Kalkaska, where the median household income is half the national average. Lost manufacturing jobs and stagnant wages have hit the area hard, and these struggles at home trickle down to children in schools.
They can't heat their home or their electric's going to be shut off. That puts some stress on families, and then children sometimes are not able to make it to school. And a lot of parents don't put that together.
Florey says this part of his job is social work. For example, last year, he noticed that one student was missing a lot of school. Turns out their dad worked a full-time job, their mother was on bed rest, and they didn't have a bus routed to their house. So Florey got a bus to pick their child up until their mother recovered. Hedy Chang says that intervention like this in students' lives can improve entire communities.
The more you have an educated community where people know the value of the schools that are going on, the easier it is to bring in better jobs.
Since 2014, Birch Street's chronic absenteeism rate has dropped by almost 30%. That's one of the largest decreases in the state. Florey says there's still work to be done, but there's something different about the school. Students are excited to be here.
When we come into the classrooms, everybody knows who we are. They know that when we're coming around, that we're going to reward them for their good attendance.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.